call this
FCC Free Radio, San Francisco's comedy alternative. Listen online.
Dedicated to the likes of you.
FCCFreeRadio.com.
Yeah. 1, 2.
And we're going to have a wonderful show. We're going to talk about Soul Baby.
That last night, rather two-headed dog woke up this morning with a three-legged dog. Looked in the mirror, my head was gone for a big to-buy from a one-night out. Elephant stands on the head of a pin, and a one-night lover gave a cookie grin. Dancing bears, they tumbled and fell, and knocked the tattooed lady in the well. I'm a little bit mad, but I confess, to a stranger I can't lie. There's a place below for freaks like us when it's time to die. Hey! Third life, right up from the bottom of the tin for a life. The red silk seems 10 feet tall, look out for the human cannon law. Drop his gun, she swings so high, and if she falls, she'll surely die. Up a boy, he has no limbs, and where they should be, he has fins. I'm a little bit mad, but I confess, to a stranger I can't lie. There's a place below for freaks like us when it's time to die. Ah!
Children, husbands, wives. God, you're all so beautiful. I envy you your lives. Going to work, building your schools, throwing a football or swimming in pools. Out in the sun, living by rules. I could learn how if you teach me the tools. I know I'm strange, so help change, please. Let me walk among you. Let me show my face. I could learn to live with you. I can earn my place. I will move a mountain. Your wish is my command. And someday you may want to shake my hand. I will paint your houses. I'll milk your cows at dawn. I will do your laundry, and I will mow your lawn. Let me file your taxes. I am a CPA. And maybe then you'll shake my hand someday. I can grow a champion rose or teach a yoga class. I myself design these clothes. I can do my part. Must I die then with my nose still pressed against the glass? But if you'd shake my hand, well, that's a start. Yes, that's a start. Look in your heart and carpool. No, let me drive the car. Let me throw a barbecue or join you at the bar. Come and watch the ball game. I'll bake a pecan pie, and I will shake your hand when you drop by. Oh, bring me to your churches and let me look inside. Bring me to your weddings and let me kiss the bride.
listening. That's all I had to say. But please, will someone shake my hand? Will somebody take my hand? Let just one person shake my hand!
I bought Van Halen 1, it was the best damn record I ever owned. Why 1978? Two hand tapping guitar technique really got me off. Eruption, yeah. Ain't talking about love. I'm on fire. Tomorrow may come. Tomorrow may never come again. Can't you hear Jamie crying? Dance the night away. 1984, my favorite record, yeah, I wore it down. Might as well jump, might as well jump. Tomorrow may come. What you wanted, Sammy Hagar? Sammy Hagar, is this what you wanted, man? Dave lost his hairline, but you lost your cool, buddy. Can't drive 55. I'll never buy your lousy records again, 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 never again, never again, never again. Never again, never again, never again.
No, no, no!
Tomorrow may come. Tomorrow may never come again. Can't you hear Jamie crying? She's running with the devil. Oh Lord, oh Lord. Might as well jump.
All right, we're here at Lily Cat on Stuff, and we just played for you from the Nerf Herders. That was Van Halen, and we love them. Yay! I think I also have the Thing song. I don't know if I've got anything from the other group, but Nerd played last. Nerf Herders, Nerd, whoever they're close enough in names, played last night a free concert with Microsoft. Down near the 415 Tattoo Parlor, which is how I heard about it. I missed the concert, actually, because I was doing another event, but too late. But, yeah, there's lots of weird stuff. It was, like, in this weird, like, auto shore car dealership thingamajig they rented out down on 12th and Howard. It was just the bizarrest thing. It was all these Microsoft people there. And they were talking about it. Was just when I showed up and missed the end of the thing, these guys were like videotaping one of the drunk Microsoft girls about, you know, Facebooks and social networks. And she's like going, they're like, well, do you think there's people use these social networks for insipid stuff? And she's like, no, I only put really intelligent stuff on my Facebook thing. You know, stuff about my life that people really want to know.
Like,
she was really, yeah, we have our station manager, John Miller, in the back. He's going, she was most probably a really good-looking girl with no brains. Yeah, she was, like, sort of hot in that sort of, hot sort of in that Marina girl sort of way, you know? You know, I don't know, which personally I don't like myself. I mean, not that I'm a lesbian, but if I was going to be a lesbian, I'd most probably go for the tattoo stripper things, you know, stripper girl type thing, personally myself. But, you know, to each their own. Some people like that sort of Marina girl preppy vapid thing. I don't know. Hi, and if you're a Marina girl out there, I'm sorry for just insulting you. But, you know, that's what each their own, whatever. So we played, getting back to what we played from you, that was from the Nerve Herders, different group completely. Van Halen. Before that, we played from the soundtrack for Bat Boy, the musical, Let Me Walk Among You, and of course, our opening theme song by Eric McFadden, Freaks Like Us, which I love. And we were going to have an adult baby Dom come in today, but unfortunately we've lost track of her. I don't know what happened to her. I know she was getting new boobs and coming back from Guam, and I don't know, somewhere along the line she was all down for it before. I was talking to her when she was in Guam. We were talking via the cell phone, and she was like all into it, telling me all these stories about weird stuff, about adult babies. Like, oh my God, I had this one client who like made this papier-mâché head. There was like a baby papier-mâché head. He put it on and had this like voice thing that would cry. I'm like, oh, wow, you're going to come tell me stories like that on the air, right? And she was supposed to be all down for it, and now we've lost her. So I don't know if you're out there, my adult baby Dom person. Come to us here. Call in at least, 415-513-5239. Come on, we're here waiting for you. But in the lieu of her coming in, I did some research on adult babies on my own. Yes, I went to the internet, the source of all knowledge, and also Wikipedia on the internet, the source of even more knowledge. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about a couple of sites I found on adult babies, and then we're going to play a little bit more music, and then we're going to talk in-depthly about the psychological implications of it that I found out from Wikipedia, you know, because there is a psychological term for this. But first, from baby.net, adult baby free stories, adultbaby.net, adult baby free stories. Adult babies, put a dummy in your mouth. I guess that's the sucker pacifier thing. And snuggle up to mommy as she reads you some nice adult baby stories that will take you back to the safety and security of infancy. Do you like adult baby stories? There are a few. If you want more, go to Adult Babies e-zine by clicking on the banner below. So I guess you go and click on the banner below on this site. Do you remember when you were a small infant? Come on, people, you remember that. How blissful it was, not a care in the world. Now you can regain that bliss by one of the many adult babies wearing diapers. All your needs for food, shelter, warmth, and love were provided by your parents. Is there harm in that? You know, harm in it? You don't have to pay mortgage, endure Monday morning feeling once a week. As you put up with some shitty stress-filled job, all you had to do is sit around all day and play. You didn't even have to bother to go to the bathroom. You just shit and pissed wherever you felt like it, and mommy and daddy would come along and change your diapers. Okay, more people are yearning to experience with this bliss and surrender back to being an infant. Here's some of these act out their fantasies as adult babies. Maybe they get a loved one or a professional to help them reconnect with these feelings by dressing them in diapers and stroking and caressing them. I'd like to be stroked and caressed. That sort of sounds fun. By crooning in their ear, giving them crayons and toys to play with, and tucking them into the bed and singing a lullaby. You know, actually, some of that doesn't sound so bad. I mean, I don't want to go around in the like dirty diapers and shit, but I want somebody to sing me a song. John, would you sing me a lullaby?
No.
Will you tell me a bedtime story? Okay, both no's for both of that. Yeah, you know, here you go. Goes on about, you know, does it about need, if you're an adult baby, does with this partner who enjoys tending to their there's quite harmless activities. Not far removed from entering into the fantasy world of the soap opera, it seems your characters are really your friends. Yeah, so you can get a trained professional, I suppose, like the one who was supposed to show up here who didn't, who can pretend to like really care and mother you. Hi, if you're looking for a mother to rent, you know, which, hey, I've been sick before and all I thought to myself, I need my mommy to make me soup and stroke my head and give me aspirins. I mean, who has not, like, during cold and flu season at least thought that once? I mean, if you're thinking that, you're only a step away from wearing diapers and and just going for it, people. Yeah, so that's from, again, adultbabies.net, where if you're really into this, you, yes, you, could read stories of about adult babies. Also, I found online was adultbabysource.com, which is where they have the pictures of the adult babies. Okay, so this is like the porno site, so all the adult babies on this site are like hot chicks in diapers and like little baby hats with the pacifiers in their mouths and, you know, like, smoking hot chicks in the diapers and the little skimpy little baby outfits and with just, you know, diapers and nothing but a bib on, you know, that sort of thing. So if you're craving those sort of photos, yeah, I guess that's where you go for that. So we're going to play a little bit more music and then we're going to talk about this as a psychological trend, people, because I looked it up and it's called paraphilic infantilism. Paraphilic infantism. I think that's how you pronounce it. PARAPHILIC. Next word, INFANTILISM. If anyone knows how to pronounce that better than I do, again, call us here down at the studio, 415-513-5239. Because I could be pronouncing it wrong, but we'll talk about exactly what that means. And, you know, what that means for those people out there who are adult babies and have this fetish. What psychologically is going on with them? And then we'll chat a little bit more about, you know, funny adult baby stories. So all coming up soon and more. We're going to play a little bit of music for you from here. Let's see. Oh, we're going to play a song about vampires because, you know, I like vampires. Oh, bloodletting and stuff like that. That's sort of the bedtime stories I'd like to hear. You know, horror, vampires, stuff like that. So we're going to play a vampire song for you from Saints of the Ruins, which is a local band. And then I'm going to play you my theme song for today. This is a song I was, like, listening to a lot this morning by Eric McFadden, another song by him called Give Me One Bad Reason. So we're going to play those songs, and then we're going to be coming back and talking more about adult babies and what they mean and what they feel and think inside. So here we go with some music.
There's a rocking chair by the window down the hall. I hear something there in the shadows down the hall. Oh, you're a vampire and now I am nothing at all.
wonderful nugget of joy from Zorak.
We've all heard the expression, it's as easy as taking candy from a baby. But have you ever thought about how accurate that expression actually is? I mean, think about it. Babies offer practically no resistance, and they are easily distracted. Simply say, hey, baby, look at the nice doggy over there. Then snatch the candy from their teeny little fingers and head for
Zorak!
What?
That is simply despicable, encouraging viewers to take candy from babies.
Well, I mean, candy's not good for babies. It's, bad for their teeth.
So what you're saying is, when you take candy from a little bitty baby...
I'm doing him a favor for crying out loud.
Oh, come on, babies don't even have teeth.
They don't? I know they don't. And you know why? Because they eat too much candy.
And yes, that was, last little bit was from Surf and Turf. The Space Ghost, Space Ghost, Surf and Turf. Yes, a song, songs all from the wonderful cartoon show Space Ghost, which goes out with the adult baby theme we're sort of going with today. For this first hour, we're going to talk about, yes, adult babies, people. The adulter, the better. So here we go, a little bit about what I was talking a little bit before we went to play the songs. Oh, and out before that was from Eric McFadden, Give Me One Bad Reason. And then before that was from Saints of the Ruined, Bloodletting, which is the cover of the Concrete Blonde song, Bloodletting. So here we go. Okay. So adult babies, it is a medical term. It's a medically diagnosis, thing, something from the American Psychology Association actually is like given this a thing. Oh, hey, here's something, most of these guys are heterosexual males. So, so on that porno site I was mentioning before where they're all women, hot women in the diapers, I guess that's just for people to jack off to and not really medically sound adult babies. So, yeah, here we go. Paraphiletic infantism. Okay, this is characteristic by a desire to wear diapers due to reasons other than medical necessity and or to be treated like an infant or toddler. It's also characterized by the carrying out of these desires on a regular basis. Within a community such as wearing diapers, one who engages only in the erotic or sexual aspects of desire wearing without experience any accompanying regressive fantasies is known as a diaper lover, a DL. Yes, which I'm assuming if you are a diaper lover and you're most probably keeping it on the down low too, the DL. So those are people that really don't want to pretend like they're babies. They just want to wear diapers. So, that's a good thing to know. And the other people are adult babies. So they're the ones who like to, get all cuddly in the bed with the blankie and the pacifier and the bottle and the mommy and the thing. So they're adult babies. And you can be an AB adult baby / DL diaper lover. Or you can be one of either one, I guess. So here you go. There's something good to know. So here a little bit more. It's a pattern of behavior. Some of the fantasies are free from guilt or responsibility, control whatever others might not. So basically, it's sort of like, the submissive dominant type thing is what I'm getting. You're putting yourself in a very sort of submissive sort of role-playing position of being a baby, because babies don't have a lot of control, though I would assume much like babies and pets, now that you're getting all your needs really met for you, you're totally in control. What the hell? You're getting all the stuff. Dude, you're not doing anything. People taking care of you? That seems to me like you're a good fucking deal. I don't think I'd want to be a DL diaper lover. but whatever. But I can understand, wanting someone to nurture and take care of you. I mean, totally got that. Okay, so there's a contrast between the paraphiletic infancy contrasted with diaper fetishes. So I guess there's people that are more like into the diaper thing. There's more people that want to be an infant, drift off to sleep in a soft crib. Or other extremes is an exotic lover. a lover fantasy that focus on a diaper as a fetish item. This could also be the other thing. So for the people that are more the diaper fetishists. So these guys are actually like, they're into the diaper thing, which I guess it sort of goes along with the whole idea of scat play, which some people are really into. You know, some people like poo. Some of us found poo disgusting. Hi, neighbors are going by. So we're going to, as we take the tour, people, we're going to stop with the shit talk for a second. but going back, as some of our neighbors bring their grandmothers around, or something like that. So just close the door, John. So we're going back to this. Yeah. So some people really like the whole sort of, you know, shit talk, the shit play, the poo play. You know, some people are just really into that, which, I mean, to each their own. Personally, poo and pee does not do a lot for me personally, but other people, it might be a big thing. And if you're out there listening and you like piss and poo, you can call in and talk to us. We will hold no judgments here. Here at FCC Free Radio, FCCFreeRadio.com, and Lily Cat on the Stuff, we hold no judgment, damn it. You can do whatever you want. You can talk about whatever you want. Shit, I do. You know, and it's all good, people. It's all good. You can call us. Tell us your deepest, darkest secrets. We're not going to tell anyone, really. 415-513-5239. Really feel like I can be your counselor. Your, you know, your trusted compadre. Your mother, maybe. I don't know. You know, whatever you need. You know, hey, talk to us, people. Talk to us. So, let me see what we're going back. Okay, so we're going back into this. Yeah. So there's a difference between the adult babies and the diaper lovers, basically. So the diaper lovers, it's an erotic thing about the diaper thing. And the adult babies, it's more sort of like an S&M role play thing where you're complete submissive in the baby state, you know, letting people take care of all your needs. So this is like the big difference. Now, I mean, between adult babies. And I mean, people who do sometimes with the role playing stuff do go to extremes and costuming, stuff like that. And I guess the adult babies do that. You know, actually, there is websites out there too where you can get your adult baby supplies. Yes, you know, of course, you can buy adult diapers at any given, you know, drugstore or Safeway or whatever. I mean, Walgreens, there's those ones that are out there that you can get, you know, in case you have just accidents. But, you know, which is, you know, it's something that happens to people at times. And again, no judgments, Pierre. No judgments, people. Our station manager's admitting that he shit in his pants before. Hey, it happens, people. It happens. You know, it's just one of those things that now and then we can't control. Don't your friends, except for us here at FCC Free Radio, because we care and we have no judgments. I have no judgment. Okay. There's also other people. Okay, here's something. Anticlitism. A-N-A-C-L-I-T-I-S-M. I don't know. Okay, this is a diaper fetishist. They're sometimes mentioned as an example of anticlitism. Anyone really want to help me pronounce these words? Really, seriously, people. A desire for things one was exposed to as an infant, in infancy. Oh, well, that's what this is. Sorry. This is it's a more generalized term in the way, as the objects don't necessarily have to be infancy related, just things that one would have been exposed to during infancy. Like, I guess that's if you still really love your favorite stuffed animal from way back in the day or something like that. They don't think they talk about plushies in here, but, you know, hey, I could see plushies being like that living stuffed animal that you can fuck. Yeah, exactly. Conservatively, people who are not exposed to such, exposed as an infant to diapers or pacifiers may still choose to adopt these pterocolips as symbols of intimacy during their adult baby play, sex play. So, yeah, not only are we people dressing up as babies, but they're having sex as babies, which they say somewhere in here does nothing to do with, like, being a pedophile in any sort of way, in any shape or form. I don't know, you know, but, you know, whatever. That's not because it's not people. It's not about, you know, having, you know, really wanting to have sex with children. It's wanting to have sex as you're a child. Okay. Or baby. Huh. like
I'm lost
too. But hey, people, it's all normal. And there's sissy babies cross-dressing. Yeah, so exactly. So what that means is definitely if you're a little boy, you can pretend to be a little baby girl. If you're an adult boy, I guess you can pretend to be a little baby girl. In closing, and you wear the frilly panties and the dresses. And, you know, it's sort of like a transsexual thing, you know, but much younger. Bringing it back to that primary baby level way, way back in the day. Bringing it back to when you would have been a toddler. And you didn't get to wear those frilly little dresses. So as a baby, you're most probably thinking, I really wish I could have been in the frilly dresses back then. I don't know, maybe. You know, so, I mean, this is all parts of what this is, people. These are sort of the needs we have met. Maybe you didn't have a happy childhood and you want to regain it somehow. Have that infancy you never had, you know? And there's causes. Unfortunately, they don't know what they are. But they've done a lot of scientific studies. And they're not known with the broad-based, you know, scientific studies. Today there's no broad-based studies of this. Why has no one studied this? We study so many wacky things and government funding for it gets done for it. Why have we not studied this yet, people? If there's someone out there in the research community, why have we not studied this more? I really want to know. Why are these people? They also, the fact that a few of these people are actually seeking professional mental health consulting. Well, good Lord. I guess not. Hi. They don't really seem to be proactive in the mental health interviewing dealing with this convention. Condition. So really, I working with somebody who, you know, deals with people, like sometimes we ask questions for mental health with my healthcare clients. We never ask, hey, do you like to wear diapers and, you know, dress like a baby? That's not one of those mental health questions we ask. We ask, you know, about depression, anxiety, you know, any post-traumatic stress things, you know, if anyone's abusing them. And we never really cut, you know, in the have or house in the baths, but we never really go to, do you like to wear diapers? And I guess that's why this has never been studied completely, people. We're just not asking the right questions. We're not asking enough people if they're wearing diapers, if they like to wear diapers, if they like to have a bedtime story. This is for Mother's Day. This is for Mother's Day, actually. Oh my God, this is our Mother's Day show. Hi, if you're out there and you're looking for, you know, you're not a mother right now, and you don't really want to pop one out of your womb like me, you can most probably get an adult baby out there and take care of one on your very own and relive through the experience. So this could be the other side of the coin, because supposedly these people are out here, people. They're out there, they're looking for mommies. I mean, why are these people not getting enough mothering love? I mean, I'm willing to do it. I mean, I'm not going to change diapers or any shit like that, because, you know, that's just disgusting. That's just disgusting. I'm hearing in the background here that I have to change the diapers. Dude, I don't have to do anything I don't want to do. So, you know, but, you know, I hear that that's part of the experience. But, you know, for my adult babies, personally, I like the ones that are more clad in the jeans and the, with the tattoos. And those are the adult babies I'm taking care of. You know, the big burly tattoo-y genie ones, you know, that ain't wearing their diapers. Those are the adult babies I'm looking to take care of. So, hi, if you're out there and you're one of those and you're looking for a mommy, call us. Call me, darling. 415-513-5239. And in the meanwhile, we're going to play a little bit of music here. We're going to play, this is a song that I did a burlesque number to at one point with my Elmo, my Tickle Me Elmo doll. Yes, because I was using that childhood thing, my own, you know, bringing a toy that one might have in infancy, see, a Tickle Me Elmo, and used it for this particular song. So, we're going to play something here from the Atomic Fireballs, and this song is When Your Lover Lies. Yes, I actually tied up and tortured Elmo during this song, this burlesque number, so I don't know what that says. But here we go with a little music for you all.
Thank you. where she be gone. But she tied me to the bedpost, put my stuff out on the lawn. She said she knew of a love that never dies. She discovered how her love lies. She stood there silent with anger in her eyes. In the past she never guessed it, but she finally realized. She thought she knew me, it should come as no surprise. She discovered how her love lies. I ran around with Lucy Brown a time or two. Not long ago I did not know she knew. She made her acquaintance, now her patience is finally through. She says I'm just like all the other guys, and she thinks that is no wonder. Is on the rise, but there's one thing I cannot compromise. When I discover how my love lies, now night is falling, thoughts running through my head. Oh, shutting my eyes sober and waking them up dead. Have a suspect, she'd say she's justified, 'cause she discovered how her lover lied.
We are back here in the studio at FCC Free Radio. Yes, FCCFreeRadio.com. This is Lily Cat on Stuff. And we've been talking about adult babies, which we're going to do a little bit more here briefly. But just so you know what we just played for you, that was on this Shared Vision CD. I have the Pogues doing the cover of the Rolling Stones song, The Honky Tonk Woman. And before that, it was from Throw Rag, Racing with the Devil. And then before that, from the Atomic Fireballs, yes, the song was Lover Lies. So with that said, we're going to do a little wrap-up here on the adult baby section, and next we're going to do another. The next hour, we're going to talk about local San Francisco businesses and give an homage to people in San Francisco. Yo, so if you know your favorite local, like mom-and-pop, local, you know, not corporate, just, you know, down-home, SF local biz that you'd like to, or maybe if you're someplace else, the biz down there, you know, you want to talk about them. We're going to chat about people and stuff like that. We might throw in a little bit more adult baby stuff here. We'll look around and see what other info I got. But yeah, no, basically, so we were talking about adult babies and diaper lovers and what that all means. And basically, they seem to be more men, as I said before. They tend to seem to be more male. And the males prefer females. So it's basically a lot of straight men who are doing this. Just so you know. And that's, you know, there's a lot of, you know, things like that. Again, we don't know why, except for just the need to feel loved and, you know, feel let someone else take care of you. I know, you know, basically is what it is. And the woman who was supposed to show up today is a dom who specializes in that, because I guess mommies are hard to find for free. So you're, if you feel like you might want to pick up on this fetish, you got to remember, this is an investment, people. You're going to have some money saved up to do this. Our station manager's laughing. He's laughing and coughing. Which now is making me cough. Secondhand shit. It's expenses in the ceiling and other stuff that's in the air here. But she basically, people, it's gonna cost you money, cause you're gonna need diaper money for diapers, money for like a big ass crib. We're talking a big ass crib, people. Or you could make your, if you're inventive, you can make your own crib, maybe. Get closer to the mic if you're going to talk. Fuck.
The thing is you're going to have to build a crib for this, because
they sell them online.
Big, heavy duty ones?
Oh, yeah.
Because you're going to have a heavy duty crib. Because I can imagine a lot of these guys who are doing this,
you think,
are probably
fat?
In their mid 40s, balding and gray and fat. Big boys. I can see it. So you're going to have a heavy-duty crib. I would recommend 4x4s for the frame and 2x4s for the slats. Kind of might be strong enough, I think.
Okay. There you go. So you might want to build your own. If you can do it, you build your own, people. Otherwise, there is online sites. You have to get the little bonnets, the little outfits. I mean, I don't know if you're going to be a sissy baby, a girl baby, or a boy baby. But, you know, it's going to determine, you know, what sort of outfits and things you're going to need, people. And you're going to need stuff, you know. And then you might have to get, you're going to need stuff. And you might have to get yourself a dom to take care of your other needs. I mean, just let's face facts, people. This is what you're going to have to do if you decide to take down the adult baby road, which, you know, you might. You really might. Because, again, mothering and loving and all that stuff. You know, how bad is that, people? You're going to need things, and there are things that you'll need. So I'm just saying, you know, with that said, you know, we're going to play a little bit. It's going to bring you happiness. It could. I would think, if nothing else, this would just be like a fun thing to do with a role-playing thing to do with just one partner. You know, maybe not go as extreme as wearing diapers and stuff like that, but if you just had one partner who wanted in your play each while, you know, now and then, especially when you're sick or having a really shitty, bad day at work or whatever, you know, and you just want someone to love you and cuddle you and tell you a story. I mean, that's not so bad. Sing you a lullaby, tuck you in bed. I mean, hell, that's not the worst thing ever, now, is it? I mean, I could see that as like a little play, you know, role-playing thing, that fun thing that couples could do. You know, take out the spoon and the little crushed food of some sort. I don't know, tapioca or applesauce or, you know, pudding, whatever. Spoon feed it to you. How sweet and loving and tender could that be? That could be sort of hot, actually. You know? If you think about it and it's done right, it could be a little sexy. John's shaking his head. It could be sexy. If you had a hot chick in like a negligee and a cute little skimpy outfit doing it, you wouldn't think that was hot?
I wouldn't be in diapers.
Well, you wouldn't be in diapers. But,
no.
No, you wouldn't be in diapers. But if she was just like...
Maybe a hot Speedo or a hot pair of underwear that she wants me to wear. But I'm not going to be wearing Depends.
But if you were like dressed however you want to fucking dress, and there was some hot chick in a little negligee or a nurse's outfit, or
I love hot chicks and
anything. Saying,
yeah, anything
was,
really.
And she was feeding you and stroking your hair.
Oh, well, that doesn't that isn't that part of a relationship?
Cuddle up to her breast.
I'm supposed to be able to cuddle up to the breasts. Can we just do this normal like we used to back in the 80s?
Back in the day,
you know, a guy was a guy, a girl was a girl. You romanced her on a Friday night, cost you about $10, get a bottle of peppermint schnapps, a sack of weed, go up on the nice countryside, you know, and...
Then you got sex.
That's the way we did it in high school.
Sex. Straight vanilla missionary, maybe doggy style sex.
Yeah, fucking...
Without props and stuff like that.
Yeah, no props. There was no need. We were young. We were in love. Yeah. It was normal to have sex like that. But now we're like the people look... I'm a great guy, but... And girls go, yeah, well, that's kind of vanilla. I'm like, what? Because I just want to fuck you in your vagina. What's so wrong with that? It's like there's something wrong with that now.
No, there has to be props. There has to be
like a fucking sideshow.
Role playing. You know, hey, if you're not...
Build me a fucking igloo.
If you're not juggling fire when you're having sex with me, forget about it, man.
Yeah,
forget
see, it's that way. And
I mean,
you got to have a gold card, a gold American Express card to get laid in this town.
Yeah. What the hell?
Between that, right? Yeah, well, you're a woman.
Yeah,
you know, all you gotta
do
is show your tits and you can get laid. It's easy as that.
Hey,
guys, it's a little harder.
Fucking is like every woman's friend.
But, yeah, you know, the vagina, it's the most wanted thing in the world.
Hi, I have a vagina, people. Want me?
Yes,
it
is the most wanted thing in the world. Well, not in San Francisco, but in the world. Actually, you're a majority now. What do they call that? Not the minority. You're a majority.
A majority?
Yeah, you're not a minority in this town. You are a minority in this town because you like penis.
I do. I know. That's so
and
weird
you're a girl.
And I was born with my girl parts, and I'm keeping them.
You're not going to get a dick attached?
No, I have one under my bed,
yeah,
but we were discussed that before.
Yeah, they got the 1 hour dick implant down at the mall.
I do have a whole selection of a few dicks under my bed.
Those are called Black and Decker Pecker Records. Those are not dicks.
Yeah, from the fine people at Good Vibrations, you know, but, yeah, you know, but God, but, you know, I don't have any other ones attached to me. You know, I do think I have a harness somewhere, so I guess I could attach it to me, at least temporarily. But that's my feeling on adult babies. I think we've covered a lot of ground on them, people. Hi, call if you have more questions, because we'll, you know, look on the internet, read through the papers I have, make shit up. You know, more on adult babies, you can call us. We will take questions. We'll take commentary. We'll take cash, people. You can call us here at 415-513-5239 and let us know. In the meanwhile, I'm going to play some songs for you. We're going to play something that's going to get you all happy. We're going to play from the Mr. T Experience Prozac moment. Because, you know, haven't we all had that now and then? And a Prozac moment or two. A Prozac moment. Thank you, unless I belch. Okay, so here we go with some music for you. And we'll be back soon with... Oh, wait, we're going to play the breaks first.
We got one to play, remember?
Okay, well, there's three up, so we'll see what happens.
Clear that one.
Okay, a little tech.
Clear that one.
Two of them, right? Okay. Put it play. Okay, we're redoing stuff here, people. So here we go with a little thing and then some music.
FCC Free Radio, San Francisco's comedy alternative. Listen online at FCCFreeRadio.com.
I know you're upset with me, but that's just color juice. Because I don't have the energy to make up an excuse. Down all day and up all night, that's the way I break out. I heard you say that I should try to take control of my life. Well, I would try to do it just that. Sometimes the challenge is to get out of bed, and nothing's good as it is ever gonna get. And nothing's happening yet, and everybody knows that. Please pass the frozen. Waiting for that Prozac moment to arrive. I'll adore that magic moment, got to be alive. Time to find out if it's true. I think I'm in love with you. Now's the time, but all I do is pace around the room. So we do need to give it a go. Have a little wish and have a love in the soul. And if it's in my mind, how would I know? I need a doctor friend, it could be gone. And hope it never grows up. Who's past the blowback? Now the closing in. Everybody's yelling at me.
Can I? us metal mining stress, which brings us back to dumb. Today, I saw a kid torture a cat. Too much leisure, teenage Norman Rockwell paints it black. How did the chain get started more? Is what everyone wants me to hit one. Operation died last night, left a bleeding heart for sight. Me, I'm just a loon. So don't expect the best you won't be disappointed when you take a fight and watch the world crawl back inside. Don't believe the fairy tales of million-dollar happiness, love, sandalistic lifestyle, Chardonnay. Pursue the million dollar happiness.